Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. Today we read from John's Gospel in chapter 12, and we're looking at the text that usually gets addressed on Palm Sunday. We call it the triumphal entry, and it's when Jesus enters Jerusalem riding on a young donkey, and the multitudes gather to meet him as he approaches. So starting the next day, a great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it was written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." Now, this is one of the few events in the Lord's earthly ministry that is recorded in all four gospel accounts. And as we're looking at this passage today, I want you to keep in mind what has happened before, because it'll help you to understand what's taking place now. Just a couple of days before this, Jesus restored Lazarus to life. Lazarus had been dead 4 days and had already been placed in the tomb. But Jesus raised him up, restoring him to life. It's now 5 days before the Passover, and what that means is that people from all over the known world have traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate. And oftentimes, some of these celebrations included palm branches. The palm branch was kind of like a national symbol of patriotism, and had been used for nearly 200 years ever since Simon Maccabee had driven out the forces of Antiochus in 141 B.C., So think about it like this. On July 4th, you see an uptick in the display of American flags. There will be little flags waving at parades and displayed all over the nation. And that's kind of like what the palm branch was like. So Jesus is getting almost a hero's welcome here. And right off the bat, we see that they are already large crowds of people who have gone to Bethany because they had heard about the miracle of raising Lazarus, and they wanted to see Jesus and Lazarus. Now, as Jesus leaves Bethany and heads out to go the 2 miles to Jerusalem, this crowd follows him. An even larger crowd from Jerusalem itself is going out to meet him as he approaches. And they will all return to the city and begin the Passover celebrations. They're waving palm branches. They're shouting Hosanna, which literally means save us now. Bring salvation now. So in verse 13, that's what they are saying. Save us now. Then they shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now, both Hosanna and "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord" come from Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. This was the psalm of ascent that was sung in expectation of the Messiah, the Savior. But then the crowd adds one other part. They say, "Even the King of Israel." Now that's not from Psalm 118. They're getting that from Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble, and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a donkey." And here, fulfilling that prophecy, Jesus was riding on a young donkey. Then they added the extra little bit of that kind of shows us their intent. As the Messiah, they expected him to be a political deliverer who was going to lead a revolution against the Roman Empire. However, Jesus was coming to provide salvation for all mankind, even for us today, if we will just believe in him and accept that gift. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.